The Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, Governor Peri Wirjoyo stated that there is still room to lower the central bank rate. However, the timing will depend on global dynamics. This was conveyed in the press conference of the central bank's board or governors meeting on Wednesday, 19 February 2025. Peri explains that Indonesia's low inflation is one of the factors that allows for further rate cuts. The move is also in line with the central bank's efforts to boost the country's economic growth.
Ketidakpastian global yang tetap tinggi ini terus memerlukan penguatan respon kebijakan yang terus
The still high global uncertainty continues to call for enhanced policy responses, which will further be improved to mitigate the impact of the spread, to maintain stability and promote domestic economic growth. Indonesia's economic growth remains good and needs to be further encouraged. In the fourth quarter of 2024, the growth was recorded at 5.02% year-on-year, an increase from 4.95% in the previous quarter, bringing full year 2024 growth to 5.03% year-on-year.
5% year-on-year pada triwulan sebelumnya. Sehingga secara keseluruhan tahun 2024 mencapai 5.03% year on year.
Furthermore, Peri explains that the Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, had previously cut its benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points to 5.75% in January 2025. The decision was taken in response to the downwards revision of economic growth forecast. Meanwhile, the central bank continues to monitor the impact of the government's fiscal policy and the Astacita programs on economic growth.
The government guarantees food stocks ahead of Ramadan are more than enough. Dora Pardede has the details.
Food stocks ahead of the holy month of Ramadan, 1448 Hijri, are more than sufficient. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman in a press conference after a limited coordination meeting in Jakarta Wednesday. Amran explained that the availability of rice in the logistic agency, Oder Bulog, is very high, reaching 2 million tons of rice. In the press conference, he also emphasized that food sales should not exceed the highest retail price.
When it comes to data protection, it is indeed a shared concern because the agency is not the only institution responsible for handling all aspects of data protection. It requires hard work and collective awareness because once again, when we talk about cyber and data, we're not only talking about systems and hardware, but also awareness.
Amran Sulaiman even revealed the government will act decisively to those who violate it by revoking the business license of those selling above the highest retail price. Amran further said that market operation will be held throughout Indonesia. He also promised that the price of cooking oil will be lower than that of last year. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Anji and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Angie and Firsa Desari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Tertawa, cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyum ku buatmu tersenyum, mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. Ini tak perlu kau risaukan, toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian, lagi-lagi ku pura-pura.
Tak bisa aku terima. Inequality for women is one of the world's greatest injustices, but it is an injustice that must be and will be swept away. Tandy Newton takes up the story.
75% of parliamentarians are men. 73% of managerial decision makers are men. 67% of climate negotiators are men. And 87% of the people at the peace table are men. Even though we know that when peace settlements include women, the negotiations and outcomes are more durable. Globally, almost one in five women has experienced violence in the past 12 months at the hands of a man they know. Women and girls do three times as much unpaid care and domestic work as men. The global gender pay gap is stuck at 16%. Every year, 12 million girls are married before 18. All of this has to change. It's time to stop trying to change women and start changing the systems that prevent them from achieving their potential. And this is the battle that women in this century will not lose. They are too strong, and their voices will not be silenced.
I was named after a girl, an Afghani folk hero who was killed in a battle. Just after I was born, my father got our family tree. It went back 300 years, but not a single girl or woman's name appeared on it. He decided to make me the first. He wrote Malala. That's me.
When her father's school was closed down by the Taliban, Malala Yousafzai began to campaign for the rights of young girls across Pakistan to go to school.
I have rights. I have the right of education. I have the right to play. I have the right to sing. I have the right to talk. I have the right to go to market. I have the right to speak up.
They shot her in the head. She is still in critical condition.
She was airlifted to a military hospital in Peshawar, where she had sat.
As surgeons battled to save her life, vigils took place throughout the world.
In this first photo released today, Malala's eyes are open and she appears alert.
Well, that's a really good news to report tonight. Malala Yousafzai walked out of a London hospital today.
Today, it is an honor for me to be speaking again after a long time. They thought that the bullet would silence us, but they failed. Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage was born. Today is the day of every girl who have raised their voice for their rights.
In 2014, at the age of 17, Malala Yousafzai became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Today, she continues to campaign for universal education for girls, but she doesn't want to do it alone.
My message right now is to young people. We are living in a world where things are not the way we want. We are getting a system, we are getting a world which is unequal, which is sexist, which is racist. We have systems that are discriminating against people. Our climate, our environment is at risk. And there's so much that needs to be done. But I hope that young people, they stand up, they raise their voices, they start their activism right now. Let your age not stop you. Oftentimes we're told that, you know, you have to be 14, 50 to change the world. I do not believe in that. I think you can be a change maker right now. If you are 11, if you are 16, if you are, you know, 30, 40, change is possible anytime. And I want you to believe in yourself and make this world a fairer, more equal, and a better place for each and everyone.
Tandy Newt.
And once again, there are positive solutions that can turn things around fast. We need more women in positions of power at every level of government. The time has come for quotas that make sure women are equally represented in every country.
It's time to make our laws equal so that every woman is entitled to a job and a national identification card and to own property. Women must be able to live free from violence and have the right to make decisions over their bodies and lives, especially in choosing if and when they marry. We must guarantee full access to sexual and reproductive health services and rights. We must provide the money to close the gap in girls' education. And there are important changes needed to achieve economic empowerment for women, from equal access to finance, to ending the gender pay gap, to equal access to the digital world, from mobile bank accounts to digital payment systems and digital education.
It just doesn't make sense. Women are half of the population, but society does not treat us as equals. This is a legacy that needs to change here and now, by changing our behaviors, but also by changing laws and common practices across the world. We must all make that happen, now.
Sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In April, the novelist Arundhati Roy wrote an essay entitled The Pandemic is a Portal, in which she argued that the pandemic presents us with an unparalleled opportunity to reimagine our future. Forrest Whitaker reads her words.
Whatever it is, coronavirus has made the mighty kneel and brought the world to a halt like nothing else could. Our minds are still racing back and forth, longing for a return to normality, trying to stitch our future to our past and refusing to acknowledge the rupture. But the rupture exists. And in the midst of this terrible despair, it offers us a chance to rethink the doomsday machine we have built for ourselves. Nothing could be worse than a return to normality. Historically, pandemics have forced humans to break with the past and imagine the world anew. This one is no different. It's a portal, a gateway between one world and the next. We can choose to walk through it, dragging the carcasses of our prejudice and hatred, our avarice, our data banks and dead ideas, or we can walk through it lightly. With a little luggage, ready to imagine another world, and ready to fight for it.
Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
There's a certain outrage for injustice right now in every sphere. I think we're at a moment where COVID perhaps has helped us realize that there is an intergenerational transition and that young people now are waking up to the calls that we've had from my generation, which has said, look, this is the opportunity you've got to make things change. And they are rising up and that we are bringing young people to the table now, not as a token, but to help us shape and to take that baton, to take up the gauntlet and to move forward. People fighting for justice, but fighting for your justice, not just mine. And to see that without your justice, mine won't be fulfilled either.
Thank you for the invitation here today to talk about my big brother. The world knows him as George, but I called him Perry.
In June, George Floyd's brother, Philonis, gave testimony to the U.S. House Judiciary Committee.
Yesterday, we laid him to rest. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do. I'm the big brother now, so it's my job to comfort my brothers and my sisters, Perry's kids, and everyone who loved him. And that's a lot of people. I couldn't take care of George that day he was killed, but maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death will not be in vain. To make sure that he is more than another face on a t-shirt, more than another name on a list that won't stop growing. I'm here to ask you to make it stop. George called for help and he was ignored. Please listen to the calls ringing out the streets across the world. People of all backgrounds, genders and races have come together to demand change. The people marching in the streets are telling you enough is enough. The leaders, the people elected you to speak for them, to make positive change, you have the opportunity to make your name mean something too. If his death ends up changing the world for the better, and I think it will, then he died as he lived. It is on you to make sure his death is not in vain. I didn't get the chance to say goodbye to Perry while he was here. I was robbed of that. But I know he's looking down at us now. Perry, look up at what you did, big brother. You changed the world. I hope you can rest in peace with power.
After the genocide and destruction of the Second World War, the United Nations was founded. Enshrined in its charter was the fact that all people are equal and entitled to the same respect, justice, and human rights. This remains a simple truth, and yet across the globe, this struggle is still being fought. Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
The more we've seen poverty and inequality, hunger, conflict, the more we understand that it is about the person that could be left behind. And so it's really important that we don't leave anyone behind. And we ask ourselves, country by country, community, region, the world, who are the no ones? And they're defined in many different ways depending where you're coming from. And so, you know, discrimination, exclusion, all of that provides fodder for instability in the world. And, and we know that everyone has a right to a life of dignity.
Debar melihat dia selangkah di depanmu. Jangan terdiam, jangan membisu, ungkapkan isi hatimu.
Betapa mata jelaskan ada getar hatinya. Takkan lama menunggu
semesta cinta.
Kualitasnya menurut saya bagus sih, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas, saya kira cukup baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. They can be found any kinds of souvenir here to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukarua Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely pass it. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarua's Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun-temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
It is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, baskets, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his craft business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as patron maker and craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or craft center. With the handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we made coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Dozens of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. 5 wooden plates are strung like a frame. While the spar becomes the base, 2 more blades nailed to the 2 base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last 2 blades are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guide dozens meters of mandong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapola woven cuffs. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven cuffs behind the stage, we return to Rajapola Street to find out how Rajapola's typical woven clothes was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven cuffs shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven cuffs are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly, so the visit to Rajapola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop was crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But now weekday is better. The same opinion also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya, mungkin udah banyak orang ini.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for once delivery. While previously, we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily needs. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their needs. Well, we are looking for other ways, although the income is uncertain. worrying enough that Rajapola is not as glorious in the past time. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapola craft can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry, and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Widyadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapola, can always find out solutions. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita di sisi permodalan kan. Tapi dari sisi permodalan tentunya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at the time. Many companies ran out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapola woven crafts, such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bagged woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang lah gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mana.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I send the order amount 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untung lah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online store.
Kemarin
I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also send carpet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I thought every day in order to increase income. condoms are usually stolen, or they were assumed as passed. But creative hands of Rajapula people, grass and mandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinners. The life of Rajapula people is like a woven. Every hope a slight thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilience. Is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Kathak dance different from other dances in general. Kathak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns introducing the sound of Kathak in order.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangun Rejo, Merdeka Rejo Village, Temple District, Slamet Rejansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangun Rejo, because it is located in Dukuh Bangun Rejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stopping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Name is quite unique, Kue Chubit or Finch Cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like Finch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kue Chubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kue Chubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually Kue Chubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kue Chubit with cheese is surely more expensive than Kue Chubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kue Chubit. Both have delicious taste.
is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Subdistrict, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. If you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the
beach. What is this food?
This fruit is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this fruit?
Kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop, and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap that paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover,